Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn on over in the book of Acts to the 19th chapter, verse 17. Paul and those that were with him exercised authority over spirits that were affecting this young girl. And, you know, there was this deliverance, and then people tried to mimic it without knowing God, and they found out some things. And verse 17 said, fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was what? Devils were magnified. Curses were magnified. No. The name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and did what? Burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. But Paul and those that were with him told them that it was necessary that extensive deliverance be carried out. Huh? Where's it at? Now, these people didn't just watch a bad movie one time. They are witches. They have spirits. They have familiar spirits. They operate with devils. Not maybe so. No question about it. And they heard the gospel. And they got free. And they got filled with the Spirit. They said, we're going to have a book burning. And they took all that junk out there. And they burned it. And nothing is said about them needing extreme times of deliverance. Are you with me? See, people are playing games. And people who are, you know, more carnal, they like the attention. Did you hear me? Because when it's going on and people are rebuking and binding and dealing with me, it's all about me. And the focus is on me. And everything's revolving around me. And then how do I feel? And what's going on with me? How is it now? And people, particularly that are not secure in themselves, they feed on that. And that's why you hear a lot of times people say, well, I don't like a big church. They just told you more than they meant to. What do they mean? They mean they want special attention. What do you mean by that? Preferably, they want a little group that they can run. That they can convince that they're more spiritual than the rest of them. Or that, you know, they can take up half of the staff and congregation's time. Talking to them and praying for them and waiting on them. Did you hear me? Because when you begin to grow and mature, you don't think like that. You think, how can I help somebody else? What can I do for somebody else? And what is a small church? What is a big church? This church is not big. Oh, no. No. There are churches in this earth that are a million strong. There are a number of churches that are a couple of 100,000 strong. And a bunch of them that are 10 and 20,000. A bunch of them. So really, by that standard, we are a small church. So why wouldn't you be happy? See what I'm saying? People think wrong. And there's more to it than what they're saying on the surface. How do we get into all this tonight? Well, do you want to be blessed?
Yes.
Or do you want to be cursed?
Yes.
All this goes together. You can't talk about the curse all the time. That includes the problems in your life. Doesn't it? Let's say you are broke. Let's say you've had bad trouble in your finances. Let's say your family did you wrong. They snookered you out of mama's inheritance. Let's say the company did you wrong. They fired you and it wasn't your fault. And they stole your pension. And they did this and they did that. What would all those things be? Is that a blessing? What is that? It's a curse. But what the enemy wants to do is not only work something like that in your life, but then he wants you to dwell on it and talk about it and think about it the rest of your life. So it's not just something that happened to you, it's something you're living in. Right now. And how many times have you run across people and it's not 10 minutes until they want to talk about the curse. They want to talk about the sickness. They want to talk about the money problem. They want to talk about the drug problem. They want to talk about the bondage. They want to talk about the curse. But you talk the curse and you'll have the curse. Just like talking about devils. People think they're so spiritual because they get together and talk about the devils. Oh, the devil. Oh, the devil is here. Somebody said, oh, I feel him. It is sad. You get whole churches spend 3/4 of their service going, oh, the devil's got this thing bound up. We're going to have to break free and get our service loose because the devil's got us choked up. I can't preach and we can't sing. The devil's got us bound up. I'm not just joking. This kind of thing happens.
Yes, it does.
And then people go, ooh, I feel him. Well, I reckon so. Everybody meditating on him. Everybody's got their mind on him. Everybody's got their mouth about him. He will manifest.
Yes, he will.
And people think it shows that they're more spiritual than other people because, oh boy, we must really be doing something for the kingdom because we felt the devil's presence so powerful. Better analyze that statement. You doing something for the kingdom of God? Whose presence did you feel? See, people don't realize they are inviting the manifestation of the devil. And these manifestations they're experiencing is nothing to be proud of. It's something to stop. The devil can't bind our services up. He wishes he could. He can't stop us from praising God and preaching the word and believing God. He can't. He can't. He ain't big enough. He wishes he could. He wants you to believe he can. He can't stop you from doing one frame thing for God. He can't stop you from blinking your eyes. He can't stop you from saying one prayer, one amen. He's been stripped. He's been brought to naught. He's been placed under our feet. He is the eternally defeated one. Yeah, he's around. So what? Don't talk about him. Somebody else is here. That just puts him in the shade. Anybody know what I'm talking? Somebody else is here. Oh, the greater one. The mighty King of kings and Lord of lords. The creator of the heavens and the earth. You think about him. You talk about him. Next thing you know, you sense him. Here he is. Can you see why the devil wants people to talk about the devil? So he can manifest himself. That's what the Lord told us when we started. Tell what I do. Give testimony. Give glory to God. What about the devil? We don't care what he's able to pull off. We don't even tell it. We give him no free advertising. None. None. So they took all those books and they burned them before all men and they counted the price of them and found they were worth a lot of money. 50,000 pieces of silver. How many know it doesn't make any difference if it's a 3,000-year-old statue of the devil worth $3 million? Do you want it?
No.
No. Huh? No. That's what they did. They had ancient scrolls of dark things. And they took them out there and they piled them up and they burned them and they had a hallelujah time. And there's some folk in this room, and there's some folk watching by internet. You should do it. You're supposed to do it now. You're supposed to have a cleaning. You go home, you get out all that junk. I know that you had all these reasons you thought, well, I'm going to read that so I'll understand these things. So if anything comes up, I'll know how to. No, no. You should have never bought it to begin with. Everything you need to know about dealing with the devil, you'll find in here.
Amen.
You do not buy books the devil wrote to find out about the devil. He's a known liar. He's a known deceiver. Burn that junk. Destroy that stuff. It's a key to your victory, to you staying free. It's important. So they did it. And what happened then? Verse 20. So mightily grew the deliverance meetings. Huh? So mightily grew the Word of God, and what prevailed? Come on now, come on, come on. What prevailed? What prevailed over everything? The Word of God grew mightily and prevailed over everything. Who is the Word of God? Jesus. What's going to get you totally free from any bondage, any habit? The Word. Don't put your focus on something else, on anybody else, on anything else, on the Word. The Word, though it doesn't get any better than this, doesn't get any more powerful than this. How many can raise your hand and say, looking back over your life and the results and the victories that you've experienced, you can trace it right back to the Word? Man, I know it. It's the Word. It's the Word. The Word. Thank God for people's prayers. But the prayers were answered by the Word. Right? And God revealing the Word to us. Getting the Word in us and through us. Say the Word.
The Word.
The Word. Mightily. Grows. And prevails. What does it mean, prevail? Overcomes everything. Every problem. How are we going to get past this sickness? The Word. How are we going to get out of poverty and debt? The Word. How are we going to get rid of these feelings and these dark thoughts and these emotional, this depression? The Word. The Word. Don't look somewhere else. The Word. The Word. The Word. Mightily grows and prevails. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Who's the Destroyer? You may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004C. That's R-1004C. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.